When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I like having fun, I like to laugh, I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun.
Good morning, good morning,
like
good morning!
Hey,
we are live! Live on YouTube, live on Twitch, maybe. In other words, and if you're watching later, maybe it's we're not live at all. Good morning, it's Tim Heidegger here, back from sabbatical, from our week off. It is Thursday. Thursday.
Mark. Thank God it's the day before Friday.
What? No, well, it is, that's true. But here's the bad news. It's not April 1st.
I mean,
my favorite day of the year, right? It's Christmas for guys like us.
You could say it's April 1st, Fool's Day, and then say, sorry,
the old
April
reverse.
Fools.
I love April Fools. I wish we were doing it. Why couldn't we be doing a show on April Fools?
I love pranks. Oh, man, I love a good prank.
Oh, I did a thing last year. I took my wife's lactose intolerant.
Uh-huh.
And so I took...
Why did you do that when you said that?
She's lactose intolerant. She doesn't like when I like looking at my Playboys. It's not nice. But first of all, 80 Miles is here,
right,
of course.
And the energy, I'm already giggling.
I mean, the show began about a half hour ago. Like,
The riffing started.
We don't know how to turn it off.
No.
But anyhow, she's lactose intolerant. She goes, go get me some Starbucks, you know?
Okay.
Get me my usual oat milk latte.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So I go down to the Starbucks. I say, see if you can catch the prank here. I say to the woman at the Starbucks, I say, I'll have a latte, please. No oat milk, right?
Okay.
So as they do the right...
You misordered.
They put it, but on purpose, as a prank.
Yeah, sure.
She gets the standard issue latte.
Diarrhea.
Right, diarrhea.
She's sitting on the toilet,
problem.
She's like, something's not
I go, April Fools!
April Fools!
So,
I was in the doghouse for that one.
Yeah.
Anyhow, welcome
worth
to
it.
The show. Totally worth it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Sports
it's going to
so
be
good.
A somber one today. We had...
Yeah.
It's going to be somber.
Yeah.
Yes.
That sets the tone. Is that why it's a sad?
It's the last episode. I've decided to turn this into of this show.
This is the last episode of the show?
I'm converting the studio back into a traditional garage.
Garage.
I need, because the car's getting messy out there with leaves falling.
I noticed
and
that you
sap
did.
And
yeah.
sap
all over you it. Shut the show down just to have a garage?
Yeah, I got to have the garage back, Doug. I can't be putting the cars out on the driveway anymore. So
the pine needles.
The pine needles are a nightmare.
It's a just getting them off the sap.
Yeah.
Ruins
what are
your
those
paint.
Like, those like spiky balls out here in California? You know what I'm talking about? You step on them.
Yeah.
There's like
yes.
thousands of them around.
Well, let me introduce yourself until
hey,
you start.
You shouldn't be on Tim's side here. His Chevy Cruze can be parked in somewhere else.
True. I know.
I want to welcome DJ Doug Pound to the show.
Hi.
And Vic Berger.
Hello, everybody.
Vic being very casual with his cool T-shirt.
Get my Billy Joel shirt on. That's all I need today.
Very disrespectful to the audience to come dressed like that.
That's stuck. I'll work on it.
Unbelievable.
80 Miles fresh from the front lines reporting. Were you out there in Iraq or where were you with the whole?
Oh, I was
like
in J. Cruzistan.
Yeah. You look like a wartime reporter.
Right. Yeah.
I'm on the front line.
In a good way, yeah.
Yeah, we should have you on green screen saying that you're actually out there in Turkmenistan or something. That'd be fun.
Forget it.
Fun riff.
Okay.
That would be very funny.
See,
I'm going to delay.
Oh,
That would be very funny.
We're going right now to our reporter in the field who's in
Aleppo?
Aleppo, Syria, right now. Yeah. With the latest from what's going on there. Miles?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Took a wrong turn.
Yeah.
Took a wrong turn. I ended up in the past war. I'm not in the current one.
Why don't we just check all systems go, get a Zoomer in here to say good morning, just get that going.
Sure.
So I can get back in the swing. You know, we go off for a week. It's a total reset. I don't know.
I forgot
it
where my
feels like it's
are.
Been a
it
year.
It does feel like you build it from the ground up every episode.
Absolutely.
I want to hear from Ray Steele.
And I mean that in a bad way.
Ray Steele, famous porn star Ray Steele.
He looks like it too. Ray, are you there?
That's me. Yeah, hi.
Hey, Ray, how's it going? How's the banging going on camera? How do you do that all the time? I mean, how many times are you making love, I should say, on camera?
Got to take your vitamins, get the blood flowing.
With the in and the out and the in and the out.
Making it seem so enjoyable, but yet it is a chore. It is a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes it's a blowjob.
Uh-huh. Hey, pays the bills.
Pays the bills.
Who's
Yeah, I wasn't expecting to go first, but I got some puns.
Yes, we have Ameripun Idol today, folks. I think, let me just explain how this is going to work very quickly. This is going to be the open call edition.
Oh, so this is where they bring in the freaks.
The freaks.
That are like, like I'm wearing a carrot purse or something. And
exactly. And we expect them a
unusual
lot.
Unusual people.
There, thank you. Being very respectful, which we have to do these days. We don't want to get slapped.
Don't get me
Time's
started.
Time's up.
I'm still feeling.
It's shocking.
It was unbelievable. Shocking. And I'm still feeling gross about it.
I know.
All right.
Thank you for getting on the record there. You feel gross about it.
I do. I had diarrhea all day yesterday.
I was pacing. I was kvetching.
And I'm not saying that the diarrhea was related to the slap, but I know that one came first and then the other. So
yeah, it could have been from the Taco Bell he had for lunch. So it's open season pun, Ameripun Idol, and then I believe next week we will have the finalists.
That's right.
So we're looking for, and I want to take myself out of the voting. What is the voting? Do we have cards
one
and pens
five?
And stuff?
No,
one
I
to five.
Forgot that. Yeah, forgot one to five. Five. I forgot the cards.
So do we do like a whole, like, it's a yes for me
hold
kind
a finger
of thing?
Out.
Alec, actually, can you find us
we're going to do a one to five
Sharpies and cards.
Scale.
Mm, okay. So not
or
exactly
do we just
like,
want to do a yes, no? Pass, fail.
Oh, pass.
I mean, if it's American Idol, you got to be, that's a yes for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all
I think that's the way to go.
It's and if it's right.
I'm sorry.
Fail.
That's a no for me. I wasn't feeling it. I think come back when you're ready, that whole thing.
Great. Thank you for leading the charge on this. God knows there's plenty of people that could have led the charge that didn't.
I like the one to five personally.
Yeah.
Well, then you're out. You're done. I like when in The Godfather.
I mean, is this you know, Battle the Network Stars or something? Or?
I like in The Godfather when
the Network Stars.
When Pacino takes control of the family.
Uh-huh.
You've seen The Godfather.
That's the one about the mafia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
Italian mafia.
Brando dies. Uh-huh. Pacino's finally in charge. And he goes to Tom. He goes, Tom Hagen.
Yeah.
He goes,
the consigliere.
Tom's going to be out. He's going to be running separate. He's not going to be involved in this. And he goes, you sure, Mike? I could help. He goes, you're out, Tom.
Yeah. And it's very like
clear.
And it doesn't
it's
feel
clear.
Personal.
No,
it
it's
feels
business.
Like, Tom, you're out. Yeah. Sorry. Tom's
but
like,
it's,
you
he knows he's 10 steps ahead. He knows he needs Tom isolated from that part
the
of the
whole
business.
Business. Yep.
Very smart of Michael Corleone.
Yeah.
Or some people say Corleone. Named after the village.
Right.
I had so many things I want to talk about on the show written down, and this is what I end up talking
right.
about.
Right.
Ray Steele's guy. Are you there?
Just
still?
When I thought I was out, they put pressure on me to rejoin the business. That's a famous line.
Yeah, I'm here.
I made him an offer that if he did the if he didn't agree to, it would have been a big problem for him.
And then the offer was such that if he were to not take it, you know, not good.
Oh.
So
yeah.
And my suggestion would be to take the offer.
Right. Doug, are you okay with just a yes no?
Are you
that is
freak
more.
Out?
That is a traditional.
It doesn't matter.
I'll
I'm
give
just
you the
really
challenge.
Want to hear
that.
His pun. Now.
The okay. challenge with that is we're trying to narrow down to top five.
I don't want
to
say people. I don't want
to get a nose. Like you know,
you got to get. You just have to be. You have
unanimous.
To be more deliberate about like this is a yes or this is a no, and the majority yes goes forward.
So did this guy get? He said he has several. Is he just going to do one? And
all right, you get one chance.
That was kind of my question.
I feel like we're stealing his time.
How about this?
That's fun, Ray Steele.
Very about good. Yes, if you move forward, then yes. We rate the second one.
Okay.
That is, has a
is
great
too
way
complicated?
To,
too complicated.
Or there's a way just like timer starts. Right.
Let's keep 30
second timer.
This.
And then
I let right? me just, can I make an executive decision here?
Please do.
You are the executive. You're the EP.
Showrunner.
Showrunner.
It will be a yes, no, pass, fail, majority gets into the finals.
And how many people are voting? Is it even
so
number?
It'll be you, and you.
All right. So okay. Two out of three, two you move three. Forward.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Are you going to do a British accent?
That works.
Would you like me to?
I'd love it.
Okay.
All right, sir, you're our first contestant.
Okay. Oh, no, wait. I had like a whole screen sharing thing. I
okay,
wanted.
You want to start your voting?
No, I got some
it.
That don't.
He's got
hey,
it.
This is the big leagues, man. You got to come ready to rock.
Okay, I'll do one that doesn't involve a photo here. Okay, so Jordan Peele was planning his wedding with his fiance, and they were going over their budget and the guest list and food and catering and all that. And his soon-to-be bride said, should I invite my extended family? They're abominable snowmen, and they have really big appetites. And he said, we shall see. Per Yeti, it could get expensive.
Hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's a little
does
bit
everybody,
of a matrix.
Everybody clear?
Yep.
Everybody ready to vote?
We shall
Doug?
See.
We shall see Per Yeti. Okay.
Per Yeti, it per, could get expensive. Per,
okay.
Doug, your vote?
I guess I'll give it a thumbs up. Yes. I mean,
thank you, Doug. You got to know that I got better stuff.
It's just
because
you're the first guy.
Yeah.
We can't do better stuff. This has got to be your best one, sir.
Yeah. That's by the true. Way, here's another note. Everybody, I think the way this is going to go is everybody gets one pun. You don't get to do a set of puns.
Okay.
Sure.
Hmm.
All right. All right. Should I go? I'll
it's
go next.
It's just going to take all day to get through any of this.
I personally,
and I already feel like it was a mistake.
My brain wasn't moving fast enough.
I feel like I made
enough.
A mistake by saying yes, but I just want to be nice to him because he was patiently waiting.
Right.
I think it's a funny joke now that I know what it was, what he was trying to say. But personally, I didn't understand it, so I'm going to say no.
Mm. It's got to be, yeah, the best ones are kind of clean,
yeah,
clear.
You gotta,
and it's
everyone,
like,
oh, okay, I get it. Yeah,
yeah the forced pronunciation, you know, shoehorning the pronunciation to get to your pun. Puts it at a lower level, so it's a no for me. Dog.
Wow, it's going to be tough, folks. I'm so sorry. That's
sorry,
two
Ray.
No's.
Better
you're
luck
out.
Next time,
okay. Just like we got to get a sample of Al Pacino saying you're out, Tom. Okay?
you're out, Tom.
Let me.
He has so many puns, though. It's a shame.
Let me stop the show for a huge announcement.
On the way out the door, he could probably litter a few puns.
Matt received this package from our home base, YouTube. Here, we love YouTube. We love it as a service. Yeah. Save my ass on Sunday night, by the way, with the Oscar special. But
it's a pizza.
You wish it was a pizza, you hungry bastard.
Yeah. This guy over here is always like, "Where's
he's
the
like,
pizza?"
He's like, you know? Dagwood in the middle of the night with his sandwiches. Except
instead of the sandwiches, he just wants pizza.
He goes, "We got pizza."
Hey, I'll
it's
take
not,
a slice.
Or is it?
If there's pizza, I'll
no.
take a slice.
This is a long time coming, folks, and it's an award we all can share. It is 100,000. You always see these on these terrible YouTube channels in the background.
You know, you never see those in a dentist office. Because they don't have much plaque around there.
Somebody's vying. Somebody's
wow.
showing
I'm
you
know,
how
I'm
it's
just
done.
Trying to show you how it's
that's how it's done.
Done.
So 100,000 YouTube subscribers. We're well over that by now, aren't we, Matt? 140 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate with victory music if you guys have any of that. Or is, dog, is it just dog sound effects today?
Or are you guys... you know this is happening today, right?
Yeah.
Because it's today we're doing this.
Also, later in the show, Doug came in with a real beauty. This is a newsletter from the Tony Alamo Christian Ministries World Newsletter. This
hey,
came in.
Tony!
Hey, Tony Alamo.
Tony Alamo. Remember the Alamo.
Yeah.
So, you're going to hell.
This is very funny stuff that I'm going to be reading a little later. The headline of the article is The Belly of the Beast, written in 2010. That's noted here.
That's old beast.
That's 12 years ago.
That's an old-time beast.
By Tony Alamo, a.k.a. Bernie Hoffman.
Amen. Amen.
A.k.a. also known as... Bernie Hoffman.
Big article there. Volume, this is amazing. I didn't notice this. Everything about this is funny to us. Volume 25700. So that's 25,000
volumes.
Volume.
I shit these things out in my sleep.
Most of them are reprints of 10-year-old articles.
Volume 25700. Okay.
You're not going to want to know about him.
Oh, no. Why
oh,
not?
No. Are we already? Have we already?
Well, I do want to know right, about him.
Have we already associated right, ourselves?
I'm not endorsing him.
So
of this.
Here's the headline. Bernie Lazar Hoffman, a.k.a. Pastor Tony Alamo, 82, dies in prison hospital. Tony Alamo, child rapist and self-proclaimed pastor.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, oh, and Sierra High.
Why was that a freshly published thing that I found at? Oh, like that, a diner.
It wasn't mailed to
you? California.
Good. I'm so happy he's dead then. Yeah. Let's celebrate that. A lot to celebrate here. This is the first sentence of, or the first paragraph. Oh my God. The one world government wants to put an end to Christianity. I am not lying. I am telling you the truth.
Oh, okay.
That's a good way to start an argument.
Right off the bat. I know I can trust this guy. Yeah.
Oh, so he's not lying. No, I shall continue.
He was honest about his AKA.
I am not immoral. The government is very immoral and lawless. The heads of the world government are murderers and liars, all of them possessed by the devil. They hate the word of God because it tells you who they are. It testifies of them. So, and it goes on and on. But he's dead, thank God. He's down in hell with Johnny Carson.
He was spewing those rants at the very last second.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
Matt?
Want to do City of the Day?
Yeah, let's get that going. I thought I was going to say get that over with. Let's get that going.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. What was that old John Lovett thing? Yeah, that's the ticket.
That's the ticket. Yeah. My name's Bernie Hoffman. Yeah.
No, my name's Tony Alamo.
That's right. That's right. And I'm a preacher. No. I'm a child rapist.
That was Bernie, right, that's not Bernie. Tony.
No, that's Tony did that. No. What am I, 85 years old? About
Can
to
we
die.
Show a picture of this guy? Because there's a little picture of him.
Yeah, there's a few.
He is a nut job. Tony Alamo. Remember the Alamo.
Yeah, remember the Alamo is what he said right as he died. And they were like, what do you mean, Bernie? And he was like, no, the alias.
Okay, Matt, who is the city of the day?
Oh, that's right. I got distracted.
What is the city of the day?
Our pal John Galantini is our city of the day. John
AKA Galantini. Bernie Hoffman.
Across the pond.
City of the day.
Well, the city of the day is London, England, isn't it?
With a population of 9 million and 12,000 people per square kilometer. That's pretty good, isn't it? And the temperature there is 43. In your terms.
Celsius.
In London.
No, Fahrenheit.
Oh, Fahrenheit, fella.
Hey, this crossed my mind the other day. Maybe, what is the word, where's the derivation of the word London? What is London? What is that?
London Broil, I know, is a well, kind I know. Of a meat
named
dish.
After the broil.
Named after the meat dish. I think that's where they were like, everybody's like, well, the London Broil, it's like all the serve in that town. I should call it London.
I doubt that's the truth. Named after the London Bridge. Land on. Could it be land on? Something land on?
What'd you land on?
Have you landed on anything? Have you landed on anything? Yeah, big fucking city off the fucking river.
How do you pronounce that river anyway?
Thames.
Yeah.
Why is the H there?
John?
Is it derivative of the word Londinium, which is apparently from the Romans?
Thank you.
So I don't know. Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Oh, everybody's got Google these days.
I think it means bad teeth.
You do. I don't know. I never considered it.
Spotted dick.
Yeah.
You know, the whole
thing. It's a low blow key.
Lorry, truck.
How about that?
Lift.
We forgot our sponsor. Shit. We went in the wrong order.
Is it Dyson?
You're
Dyson
right.
Fans?
Oh. See, I tell you, I'm off my game.
John, sit tight. We'll come back to you.
No, we don't need to come back to John.
Okay,
because
I've got some puns ready to go.
Oh, you got a pun ready.
You do a pun then the sponsor?
I have. I've got three to choose from. I'm going to go for what I think is my best. You ready for this?
We're ready, but we got to do the sponsor first, otherwise we'll get in big trouble.
Okay, you're going to do the sponsor, come back to you.
We're not going to come back to it.
No, we will.
We're moving on.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't want this sponsor to get mad at us.
Are you ready for the sponsor? Today's City of the Day is brought to you by Daddy's Double Boiled Chicken Mash. Are you looking for an all-purpose, easy-to-prepare food for any occasion? Well, quit looking, because Daddy done did it again. Daddy has been Daddy has been turning chicken dumpster scrapings into delicious food for over 10 years.
Daddy did it again.
And now his signature double-boiled chicken mash is available for all to enjoy.
Daddy did it again.
Daddy turns beaks, feathers, and bones into an all-purpose mash that's perfect for spreading on soda crackers or just eating straight out of the bucket.
Daddy don't did it again.
I love the word beaks.
Daddy buckets. Daddy's double boiled does not need to be refrigerated or even heated. Eat it however you like. Daddy's double boiled chicken mash available exclusively at Ace Hardware.
Next to the ball peen hammers.
So grab yourself a bucket because Daddy done did it.
Daddy done did it again.
That's all you, huh, Doug?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
That's
work.
All
Daddy
you.
Oh,
excellent.
Daddy done did it again.
That's a classic.
Very non-committal.
Wow.
I know. Who's Daddy?
And also, he's like, do whatever you want to with it. You can not heat it or not heat it. He's basically saying, like, I scraped this into a bucket.
What else has Daddy done?
Right next to the, like, it feels like it would be sold.
Yeah, we gotta explore.
What else did he do?
It would
I think he was friends with that Alamo guy.
Okay? I feel like it would be Tony sold Alamo. Next to the sawdust you use for vomit at school.
Oh, my God. It's like, I hated that smell.
Oh,
We have a picture of Pastor Tony Alamo if you want to see it.
Let's see it.
I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, you might.
Does he look exactly the way that we think he's going to look?
No.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, you're not ready for this.
Oh.
What?
Which one?
Sonny Bono and Congresswoman Mary Bono walking with Pastor Tony Alamo in the middle there.
What?
Oh, my
what?
God. Look
that
at that guy.
That is not what I was expecting.
Can you zoom in on that? Because the picture I have of Tony Alamo on this
looks
thing
a little
is
different,
totally
right?
different.
Right. AKA, maybe he was like in costume. Or
look at
yeah, yeah.
You saw the other one, right?
So this is the
how's that the
this
same guy?
This is the '60s.
We got to figure
the
60s, out who's
and then this,
this
is
out.
The '80s.
Who's publishing this?
Look at those jackets. Those
look at that belt.
Chubby
buckle.
Checker.
He looks like
denims.
A World Wrestling Federation.
Yeah, he looks
guy.
Like Randy Savage. Or,
yeah,
you know?
No, he definitely has more of a WWE vibe.
And who's the guy on the right?
That's his wife. That's Sonny Bono's wife.
It's Mary Bono.
That's Mary Bono, and then Sonny Bono on the left.
I thought that was the OJ guy. What's his name?
Kyle, the
Kevin,
the lawyer,
Kaylin.
Oh yeah, yeah.
All right, John Galantini is here with our second contestant today. I'm more of the Ryan Seacrest here. I'm not here to judge. I'm here to host.
You're trying to make them feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Do your best.
That's right.
And we're here to be like, I know you worked hard
on
this. Yeah.
All right, John. The floor is yours. Let's hear your Ameripun idol.
What did a surprised Frank Zappa say when discovering a ball of yarn in his daughter's handbag?
What did
Moon?
What?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize you were going to repeat the question.
Oh, so,
please repeat it. Because
let's start again.
Okay?
We'll not penalize you for my fault for my intrusions.
What did a surprised Frank Zappa say when discovering a ball of yarn in his daughter's handbag?
What?
Moon, you knit?
I like it.
I like that.
That was really
that
nice.
Was crystal clear pronunciation.
Thank you.
No shoehorning.
Now, knit must be a term I don't really know about. That's a London type of...
Knit?
That's where you take
with
two
a K.
fucking needles and you make a scarf, you idiot.
You don't know knitting? Oh, I thought he was calling her like a nitwit.
That's where my head went
her
first.
Name
yeah,
Moon. You
never,
you
might
never
not know that.
Okay, well.
Doug might not
hey,
know.
Hey, you know, it is what it is. Well, let's turn it over to the judges. Doug?
The way you treated me when I questioned, when I was for clarification.
Well, isn't that part of the whole thing, the judges argue with each other? And all
Absolutely. I definitely want somebody to walk out during this experience. Like,
fake walk out and they come back in.
All right, Doug. The pun is what it is. If you need any clarification,
you know, I like this guy. I like Galantini, but I got to say no, dog.
Oh,
what?
Oh,
shit.
Wow.
I should have gone for the other one.
What are you talking about?
Well, but why would I be pun? Got to be someone's name.
Here's.
Yeah, we got Chelsea, and then we got Moon Unit. Two. This isn't.
No, it's a little tricky. It's a little tricky. Here's mine.
Although it was good, I don't see that as an American Idol winning performance.
Sorry. Next.
I think you guys are out to lunch. I think that was a perfectly succinct. I thought the pronunciation was good. It had a story. Frank Zappa was one of my favorite poets, and
not one of my favorite musicians.
No, I'm not a fan of the music.
Music stinks.
Music's so never, far, never been my bag, but no. I love his tricks with words.
Yeah. We got to start giving somebody a yes, I guess, so someone could win.
I'm saying right. Yes, but judges have
I'm the only one. High bar.
One out of two. I say he should go to Hollywood.
Whoa. Right.
Well, but, sorry, John. Right. You are out. You're
I think
out.
You guys are.
Wait, can you just can you let him do another one?
No way.
I can't do that.
It's a tie. Surely it's a tie. You've got two judges.
Here's what we're going to do. Quiet,
yeah,
John. Here's what we're going to do.
Quiet, John.
Patrons.
Shut the fuck up.
What we're going to do is patrons over the week, over the course of the week, if you feel like somebody got voted out that didn't deserve to be voted out, we can, you can plead your case on the site.
One lifeline to death.
Tedious yeah. as hell.
Yeah. if there's a groundswell of support for John like from the community, right, we'll bring him in.
Or the first caller, then loser will be dragged out of hell back into Hollywood.
Right.
Is there any kind of golden ticket situation? Is there a golden Pastor buzzer Tony or anything Alamo. Like that?
A what?
Golden ticket, golden buzzer.
Well, that's what I'm basically establishing.
No, the golden ticket, golden buzzer is where I say, "F you guys." He's going all
push him through.
Oh, do we each get one?
We each get one.
Well, we got to have more callers because
I mean, I want.
If you
want to
hold that, if you want to put that in your back pocket,
shoot that arrow in the quiver.
There you go.
I'll stand with your decision. Okay, I'll respect your decision, but
you have no choice.
You got no choice.
What is this, John? You respect the decision?
Graciously,
really irrelevant.
Yeah.
I mean, you laughed, didn't you?
I think he should have said it like Moon. You knit.
Oh.
You should have said it like Moon. You knit.
I thought it was delivered perfectly.
Because she's surprised. He should be asking. He should be like, "Oh, you knit."
All right, let's give somebody else a chance.
Sorry, that's a no
let's
dog.
Give someone else a chance.
Doug, I love the introduction to the no dog, by the way.
Thanks, John.
Someone else did the no dog.
Thanks, John.
I don't know.
You're welcome.
All right.
I loved it.
Matt, is there anybody on the hotline?
Yeah, let's go to the hotline.
Anybody on the line?
Renee, 504, you are live on the air.
Miss Zellweger.
Let's have a caller.
Hello.
Of the Renee's.
Hello.
Renee, you got a pun? You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Renee from New Orleans. Good to talk to y'all. Good to talk to y'all.
Who dat?
So y'all heard about what's going on in Canada right now?
What?
So, you said we're going to have kind of like a dark day. So you heard about Kiev? I mean,
what happened?
It doesn't get much darker than the war. There's a Hawaiian band on tour over in Kiev.
Oh,
no. And the Russians start coming in, and the band, they're practicing their songs. They're like, "Oh, we don't know what to do. So they take all their instruments and they throw them off the hotel balcony onto the Russians. And the Russians are screaming, and they're like, "Oh my God, it's Ukraine."
Ukraine!
Oh.
I like to think there was a little bit of somewhere over the rainbow after that, too.
Ah, man.
Twinkling in the background.
Doug, do you need clarification? Do you need anything else?
I was kind of like searching for
the Russian national anthem. I was looking for the Russian national anthem.
This is talking about a judge we need to impeach.
Can I go third?
I was zoning out.
You go third. I thought it was great. I thought you took a ukulele abbreviation as your substance. And it was topical. Yep.
Very topical.
It created tension because I was like, "Oh man, this is good."
Yeah,
where's this get too dark?
And then it kind of delighted me at the end. I mean, to me, this is what this entire contest is all about. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, you are a star, and you should be going forward.
I only wish we could see this character because I mean, he's on the line. It's a mystery who he looks like.
It's an honor.
Let's keep the voting going.
I got a feeling he's wearing an orange leather vest and a cowboy hat. And a big turquoise belt.
You are still not out of the woods here. We have to go to Vic.
Tony Alamo calling from the grave.
Yeah, I am of the belief that there's something should not be joked about, and I think he's mocking things that should not be mocked. And people really got serious there.
I'm serious. I'm just waiting for this bit to fail.
So I'm gonna go. I'm gonna say no. You get a no go from right. me. So now it's 1-1.
Okay.
Now it's up to Doug.
Oh wow.
I have to agree with Miles because you know it's turning Ukraine into a laugh. That's what we need.
Sure. Yeah, we need.
All right, there it is.
And now we have our first finalist. Our first finalist has been established. Terrific news. By the way, I hope people are just enjoying this because it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Nice pig fuck.
It's supposed to be a lot of fun.
Congrats, Renee.
But he barely made it because there needs to be.
Thanks, Matt. Thank you.
A real winner is like a simple, quick boom.
Like, sure.
You know, I mean, like, what did Frank Zappa say when he found yarn in his daughter's purse?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, you knit? Or whatever.
Moon, you knit?
Don't look back.
I do like that.
I think on replay, you're going to have some regret.
Well, he had all week to think about it.
No, I think when you're going to look back and watch back, he delivered it.
I thought it was great. And he's obviously driving around. He's running errands. He's trying to.
Well, no, I'm talking about John.
I'm at
the
work.
Unit.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had to step out of the office for this one, you know?
Renee,
thank you for your
congratulations.
Sacrifice.
We'll be in touch. You're officially in the finals. Let's keep things moving.
Thank you.
By the way, I should take a break here and say, a lot of times this show is about my life. It's about the things that happened in my life.
Sure, what's going on?
Big event happened last night. I'll tell you quickly. People on my Instagram know what happened. I am doing, graciously, I was invited to do this thing at Largo where I did my stand-up character for the Ron Burgundy podcast that they did a live taping for.
Okay.
The great Will Ferrell.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, one of the greats.
Flawless, historically.
And I feel bad because poor Will got dragged into this whole QAnon thing, you know, that he's one of these baby eaters. Because one of the things they use is this old sketch from The Awesome Show where he's
not
to these child clowns. But anyways, he couldn't be a sweeter, nicer guy. And to have
Will Ferrell.
So the bit was I did some new material and then he interviewed me in character. And I mean, the two of us, come on.
Oh my God.
It was instant chemistry.
Yeah.
Instant chemistry. Of course, the character of Ron Burgundy is going to fall in love with my horrible guy. And so we had a blast. We were laughing. The audience was in on it. They liked it.
Brilliant.
I get up to leave. Thank you, everybody. Good night. Walk upstage. Who's in the sidelines?
Al Pacino.
Guy Fieri. Close.
Guy Fieri. Wearing the visor and the hair.
The whole deal.
We have to pronounce it with the Italian accent.
Fieri. Right. Yeah. No, yeah. I didn't.
You should have a chicken wing in your mouth? What do you do?
So I do almost a double take. And he goes to me, dude, that was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh!
And I go, was that Guy Fieri? That just, you know, because sometimes you just don't expect these people.
Yeah, out of context, it's like seeing, you know, your
Superman.
Teacher at the supermarket.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And then I go back to the dressing room. He comes back.
Oh, he's following you around the fucking comedy club?
He couldn't have been. He was so delighted by the whole thing.
He was like,
and he didn't know who I was.
Overdoing it. He was overdoing it.
I wasn't overdoing it.
He wasn't? Okay.
But I realized, I like Guy Fieri. I like Guy Fieri.
I've never met him. He seems like a lovely guy.
He's a lovely guy.
He likes you. So
he goes to diners.
Somebody likes me. If Hitler himself came up to me and said, I'm a fan, I'd be like, you know what? I've been briefing. I got to rethink this. But
you're not comparing Guy Fieri to Hitler.
No, sir.
Okay.
No. I'm giving a very extreme
example of the opposite. Right.
But I thought, and he didn't know who I was, but he just thought what me and Will were doing, he thought was very funny.
That's the best, right?
Yeah,
it'll come in.
No context.
He's just like, I'm probably not going to make it.
But wasn't Doug and Vic and Matt, one of the first things you said was, so what's your deal? You got a podcast or anything? Like, wanted to get in.
He would be a great guest.
Hello, food fans.
Could bring a pot of turkey chili or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We'd have all kinds of treats for him here to talk about.
Sure.
Bam!
Here's how I make a grilled cheese sandwich.
Boom! So.
No, that's the other guy.
Yeah,
I do a very good sandwich.
Sorry, I'm just going to town with my food drop here. Trying not to.
Anyways, it was kind of neat. And sometimes you meet
people. I bet
people,
he's a great dude.
Sometimes you meet people where you can actually, like, because I was like, can I get a picture? Because I usually don't do that, but in this case, it was like, I could actually send this picture to my mom, and she would be like, I know who that is, you know?
Pacino.
But I love that he had no idea who you were, but he's like a huge fan now. So
Tim, I don't know about huge fan.
I mean, you can convert him.
When I
like
said I
cool
need
dude.
A pig for proof?
I did a little bit, yeah. Because I said to the, I texted the guys. I was like, I am 5 feet away from Guy Fieri. Again, no context. And then he came back, and I said, you know what? Let me just do this picture because it's a lot of fun.
Did he have the? Do you have the raccoon eyes like you had in the Oscar special?
No. Is that, okay. No.
Did he have some barbecue sauce that he tried to put on your face?
Did he wear a visor? Was he wearing
no, but he, you'll see the. You can. I'll show you the pic. We have the picture of me with him. That would be a good thing
pull
to
that
do.
Up.
I don't know what everybody's doing. Their fingers up their ass. Right. While I'm telling a 10-minute story about Guy Fieri, there's the evidence of the picture sitting there on the internet. So easy to pop up.
Yeah, these guys are over here diddling themselves.
I did have my finger up.
Matt's still, he's still away mentally here.
Don't be.
My job is to punch a button. You want me to punch a button?
There it is.
Oh, look at that.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
What's that pendant?
I mean, it's the real thing.
Is that
thing,
the evil pendant from the Brady Bunch?
Yeah, that's a big one. Hypnotized.
Oh, it's like the skull ring. Skull. He's a big fan of the podcast, maybe.
It's a QAnon symbol.
That's great.
It's the NAMBLA.
I can tell you what, I'll never forget the smell of that leather jacket.
Did it just smell like good leather? Really? Or did it smell like...
An old car.
It smells smoky like meat or something like that?
Corinthian.
Corinthian leather.
Cheese.
Total made up from marketing. There was no such thing as Corinthian leather.
Is that right?
Yep.
What are we
saying? Made up for that. Chrysler made it up for that campaign.
I like Paul's letters to the Corinthians.
Those were so good. Those were so good. He was just like, I know I just wrote you the other day, but I got another thing I want to say.
Dear Corinthians.
No, it wasn't what you thought. It was
Paul's
letters to Corinthians. Let me see. G, F, L, Z.
V. And I'm not talking about five, okay? About the letter V.
We got some new letters, folks.
To the Corinthians.
Yeah, because he's not. I know you Romans like to think, oh, it's a five. No, this is
what was that like in the early days when they were switching over from like the weird Roman numerals and it's like, getting that?
It'd be like in the early 80s when we flirted with the metric system and it didn't take.
Yeah, it didn't take, but this took.
Oh, majorly took. Yeah, well, we got evidence by the.
I'd like to see the skeptics back then. I'm never using those. Let's fuck that. I'm a Roman numeral.
Did the Corinthians write back? No?
Now, when the Corinthians got the letter, did they all read it together in tandem? Or
they had a hear ye, a new letter from Paul.
Paul, fuck you.
I don't like jazz.
I don't like classical.
Yeah. Letters home.
Bass.
What's that, Paul?
I can play bass. I'm actually quite good on bass. What up?
It's getting better.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Corinthians.
Hey Mal. Hey Mal, Corinthians. I want to write another letter to the Corinthians, huh? It's been a while. Yeah, you don't hear about like Corinthians jazz. Letters to Paul.
Oh please. Nobody calls me apostle anymore.
All right.
I get high.
That's the best.
That's Ringo, dude.
Mm.
Let's take another pun.
All right.
Air Canada gal, what do you got?
Everything's vibrating, dude.
Dude.
I never injected it.
Air Canada gal, can you say something to unmute your screen?
Suddenly all the Beatles are chiming in.
Give us a check 1-2. Are you coming up?
Apropos of nothing.
Hearing things.
All right, last try, Air Canada gal. You have to say something.
So just chill out. You know, drink a 7-Up.
We can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Are they chiming in? Get moving, people.
Try again later.
All right, thank you guys. Please.
I'm okay, not be able Kiki, to make drop dead Yumi.
Kiki.
Kiki D with the
L. Hi.
Kiki's got to be short for something.
It's a nickname, but yeah.
Nicknames are usually short Kira. For something.
Yeah. Don't want to get into it, obviously.
All right, are you guys coming together as a team or is this a singular entry?
I mean, I feel like we each got one, but
interesting.
Yeah.
How do you want to handle this?
The three-headed snake.
I say one per customer. Got a good one. This is a customer.
So. Okay, let's have one per customer rule. The floor is yours.
I went to the mechanic the other day. And I thought I needed an oil change. And the guy's like, you need more mileage. And I'm like, what do you mean? It's like, what do I got to spell it out for you? AD miles.
I mean, I love that one.
80 miles.
I love that one. Just because of the name.
Yeah, but okay. Well, I'm not going to judge.
Yeah, no judgment.
The pun is what it is. No judgment. So we're starting with you.
I loved it. You know, I feel like it's a little bit of a, what's the word?
It's kind of pandering.
Pandering. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah.
Good
and
job.
I think that it shows talent, but I don't think you're ready for this. And I just think that what I see is that someone who's got a lot to offer the world. I just want you to go back and just do the work to get better. Then come back and see us, please.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Thank you for that, Vic.
I'm going to build some tension because I know what Doug's probably going to vote for. I'm going to say yes.
Oh, wow. Yes. Not much tension.
I liked it. Well, it's 1-1 now. I'm going to let Doug finish.
I know, we get it.
Yeah,
we can count to three.
I don't get it because I'm just trying it out. More miles, but you need AD miles.
I don't get it either. I'll be honest.
I don't get it.
He's
sorry,
mechanics, blue collar. You need to spell it out for you.
80 miles. Come on,
you can't plead your case.
Well, now that it's
is it 80 like the number 80?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And I will say that now that I'm thinking it through, no one gets an oil change at 80 miles.
No.
Oh.
It's like.
It should have been like, I think the first oil change is 80 miles.
Three, right?
It's like 3,500 miles.
So that's a no from you, Doug?
It's going to have to be a no, but.
Okay. Does anybody else there want to compete?
KK.
You do have a chance to be brought back to life.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I got one. So David Crosby, legendary.
Can you lower yourself in the picture? Sorry to interrupt. Can you lower yourself in the camera a little bit?
We're getting you.
I have abnormally large knees. It props me up too high.
This is going to be a David Crosby one, so I wish I could vote. I'm already on board.
Okay.
All right. So David Crosby, legendary member of the Byrds, decides he wants to branch out, try new things with a different band. So he decides to join the legendary Canadian-American group, The Band. And he works with them for a bit, but then it grows stale. And he says he wants to try and work with some hopscotchers, a newer band, a younger band, get a harder sound. And it turns out rock band Bush, they lost two of the members, their guitarist and their vocalist. So he decides to join, and it works out great. So I guess you could say that a bird in the band is worth two in the bush.
Oh.
I mean...
The vote's to you. Oh,
God, I'm stunned. And I just, you know.
In a good way or in a bad way?
In a very good way. In a very good way. This is going to have me thinking for a long time. It's a yes for me. That's what it's, you know. Congratulations. You're very talented.
I mean, I can tell.
Thank you. And, you know, I just want to say, I always viewed Crystal Ships the way I viewed Dark Star to John Carpenter's filmography.
Wow. Oh,
so that means a lot.
I wish I could vote yes again.
I think I was starting to zone out with the the long story, the long setup and everything. But then you nailed it. You're going to Hollywood.
Whoa! For our own records?
Yeah. Just for so we can put it in the record.
It doesn't matter, but yeah, whatever you think.
It's not a home run, but you're already going to Hollywood. I have to just say no, just for fun.
That is a lot of fun.
That is
What is your name? What is your name? Because there's three names on here.
Oh, Yumi. I'm Yumi.
Okay, Yumi, congrats.
Congratulations, Yumi. Welcome to
KK, have you got anything for us?
Thank you.
No.
You know.
Okay, good. That's fine. Yeah. That's totally legit.
No?
That's a successful
I got nothing,
call.
But, you know, like I said in the hardware store yesterday, I was there with my sketchbook, drawing a blank.
Now there we go.
You know what, Kiki? You and puns go together like chocolate and an onion. No.
Oh.
That's a no for me.
I was on set.
I like that one.
By the way,
nice and quick.
I have to tell you something. Snappy. I was on set the other day. We're doing a cop movie, and there's a lot of shooting involved and stuff. But I love sketching when I was bored. You know, I'm bored. It was just like waving. And I saw the guy that was handling the weaponry. You know, he was doing it.
Sure.
And so I started drawing a blank.
Armor.
I started drawing a blank.
Not bad.
The little bullets that they use to. Make the sound.
I don't know. After what happened on Rust, that joke isn't appropriate.
By the way, I don't know. I like the guy. I don't know if we need a whole movie about Paul Rust.
About Paul Rust?
Yeah, the movie Rust. I don't. I mean, good actor.
I mean, good actor. Yeah.
A whole movie about
it. But a whole movie about it. Yeah. It's a little early for a biopic, I would say.
Let's see what he has to offer. Who's next? I'm like addicted to it now. Let's get another pun.
Tim, if
was that an actual? I guess not.
Who would win it?
Thank you. Congrats, Yumi.
If you were to bet, if Joe Rogan and The Rock got into a fight, who do you think would be the champion?
If Joe Rogan and The Rock got into a fight, who would be the champion? I'd have to say The Rock.
Well, either way, you bet bald win.
Ah.
Anyway,
either way you bet, right. Bald.
Yeah, we're thinking about Rust.
Either way you bet, bald win.
All right. What do we have next?
Let's check in with Steve Bell.
Next time we do this, we should have categories because it's open to any pun in the world. Yeah. It's like
you don't know where to go.
Option paralysis.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that'll be part of the finals. Exactly. Is the challenges we're giving categories
on the spot? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Well, maybe
god.
Not on the spot, Matt. That seems too difficult.
They're pro punsters. Steve Bell.
All right. So I'm an electrical engineer, so this might be a little niche.
Is that the pun?
So,
it's niche, not niche.
No, that's not the pun.
Oh, okay. I thought that was it. I'm an electrical engineer, so this might be a little niche.
I caught my son chewing on an electrical cord the other day. I unfortunately had to ground him, but he's currently doing better. He's no longer resisting my authority, and he's conducting himself properly.
Ah.
Hmm. Too clever by half.
Was that Lorne Michaels?
It was Lorne Michaels.
Too clever.
Too clever by half.
What does that mean?
I,
by the way, this whole thing's very a little too existential, so it might be a little niche-y for you.
Yeah.
Thing has a beautiful arrangement. It might be a little too niche, Jack Nietzsche for you. That's even more niche.
That is very, yeah.
Okay, voting is
you had me in the first couple, but I tuned out and
damn. So, sending myself too far.
Yeah.
So no.
I'm gonna go. You're gonna go to Hollywood, I think.
Well, I was really turned on by the subject matter.
Oh.
And I kept switching back and forth between whether I liked it or I didn't like it.
I wish I could switch my vote.
And I don't know. It just as the joke kept going, it kept getting dimmer and dimmer.
Whoa!
Yeah. Oh, nice. So
but you know, I'll give you a shot. You're going to Hollywood.
Look at that.
These are all bad.
That
doesn't matter.
Became swollen.
I'll give you a shot. You're going to Hollywood.
Yeah, there you go.
Steve Bell, congrats.
All right, a lot of people going to Hollywood here.
He's like, what was the guy that kept getting through? Who was kind of a joke back in the old original American Idol days.
William Hung.
Yeah.
He's still around on Cameo.
That joke was up to code.
Still around on Cameo.
That's not really a pun.
Congratulations.
I thought there was one.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. He's already moved on. He's already looking at his Amazon wish list.
Shouldn't these people be doing this stuff? What's that? Will you do the heart?
Oh, right.
I have a question for the caller. What do you call someone in a barrel going over Niagara Falls? What do you call that?
Wet death.
And it's related to your job. An incandescent. Incandescent.
That's all right. Very good.
I approve. You get my
vote. These are the masters. Well, not Vic.
I'm not. I'll try on what. Why are monks always going to Gamblers Anonymous? Why are monks in Gamblers Anonymous?
Why?
Because they're always going to Tibet.
With the electrical engineering theme.
I know. Somebody mentioned Tibet earlier. So. Oh.
Do we have another contestant lined up?
Nope. I'm not great.
See you in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Yes, we got tons of contestants.
There's both a positive and a negative vote on that one.
How about this?
I believe Sadie is a returning champ. I think she won a prize previously for punning. So.
No, there's no disqualifications for that. Penalized for success.
We don't discriminate against winners.
We reward.
All right. Hello, fellas. It's Sadie from Kansas City.
From
Yes. So I have developed a new invention. It's reusable toilet paper. And it's not really paper. It's more of like a fabric. It's like a delicate fabric you can rewash. I call it John Lennon.
Ah,
John Lennon.
John's a toilet. Lennon's a fabric.
You get it.
I like it.
Sure. I like it. And we were talking about the Beatles earlier, so I don't know if you came up with this because of that.
I doubt it.
What does John Lennon wipe off his butt?
What?
What's
Ringo's
that?
Tar.
That was a Neil Hamburger joke.
I think it's based on
He was
Neil
saying
Hamburger.
Like George Harrison. It was much darker.
Oh, right,
George
yeah.
Harrison died of secondhand smoke from Ringo's tar.
Speaking of his butt, it's a little hairy, son.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you're going to Hollywood, I guess. Sure. I'm tuning in.
I really appreciate it. I was happy to hear a Beatles reference in there. So I'm going to say no.
I think Vic should do the
cruel.
Third vote because now I'm always
we can mix it up. We can mix it up.
And I've said yes a lot recently, so I'm going to say no to the next person, regardless of how good they're.
Can't be too positive.
I don't
want to
see so much under
it's
the hood.
A lot of gaming, a lot of gaming the system on the yeah.
running
here.
I appreciate how kind of quick it was, and the bar is extremely low. You're going to Hollywood.
Yeah, and also she came right in there. She didn't do a lot of.
Yeah, there's it wasn't a lot of.
Stop saying going to Hollywood. So you're going to Glendale.
You're going to Glendale. Okay, that's right.
Thank you.
Congrats,
Thank
Sadie.
You.
See you at the Galleria.
See you in Glendale.
Congratulations,
well,
by the way.
Well, well.
By the way.
Well,
BT Dubs.
Well.
We should rent out H&M and do it there, the upper level.
So Warby Parker. Here we are in the back of a Warby Parker.
All right. Matt, is there anything I've glossed over that I should... by the way, let me just... plug a minute here. This Saturday, I'm performing at something called the All Rise Festival, as you know.
All Rise, it's about bakery. Rise, All Rise.
This is a very weird festival. I'm interested. By the way, I think they've got a typo in there. Oh, no, they don't. That was just me. Brain Dead, a great new theater here in Los Angeles, is partnering with something that is unpronounceable, my friend.
Okay.
How would you say that? Can you see that?
I can't see it, no.
Arc'teryx.
That's a clothing brand. They make jackets.
So they're doing this thing called All Rise Fest, radical future through vertical communities.
Vertical communities, like high rise type situations.
I think it's about climbing. It's about being outdoors and doing the climbing. People rock climbing and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do some comedy and a little music too. But
Moon. Unit?
Yeah, I don't. I was going to say something about it. It's in Long Beach. Ever been down to Long Beach?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. That's a nice beach.
Yeah, so we're going to check out the Queen Mary while we're down there, perhaps.
Okay.
Queen Mary. Anyhow, and then, of course, New York is coming up. I'm going to be in New York. You're used to live in New York for a long time.
Oh, for a long time.
As did I, but not the years you had there. Big success in New York, working up there at Rockefeller Center.
30 Rock is a dream.
30 Rock, head writer of the J. Fowl Show.
Yeah, I was a dream. Going in there every day, the polished brass all over the place.
Were you in the old Letterman studio?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What kind of blood does a bad speller have?
What kind of blood does a bad speller have?
Q negative.
Typo.
Oh. I just thought Q because there is no letter.
Were puns shunned in the writer's room? You don't want to lean on puns.
But they were backstage antics.
Yeah,
I would never go out in front of OC.
But people like puns. Why? It's weird that we stopped delivering them as a form of mass media consumption.
Yeah,
because now
low hanging fruit.
Hit.
Everybody says like you know,
got to be topical. What would happen? I want to know about the days when there'd be a mass shooting or some terrible.
That's the thing. There weren't.
And then. No, I mean,
well, how do you make people
well,
laugh?
Bad. So were you post the world going to shit, or were there moments when it was like we can't do a monologue today? What we're going to do is
oh
Jimmy's
no,
but
that happened while we were doing it.
He's
like,
going to do this
at the very beginning. We didn't think about it, But then it did get to be like, well, there can only be so many nights where you come out and you'd be like, hey, we can't.
I got
to
do
funny
it.
Tonight. I got to talk. Yeah. Just be like, Jesus Christ. Enough. Enough with the tragedy.
So you know? we had a really funny show. We had a really funny show planned today. But as we all know, today's been very challenging. The stock market dipped 200 points.
The Dow took a nosedive.
And
I don't know if you've looked at your 401k, yeah. But I am not in the mood to make jokes tonight.
What if that just became every day?
Yeah, every day.
Anyways, I'm in New York doing music. And the big news is I have an opening act booked. This guy right here.
You're gonna open for yourself.
I'm open for myself with some classic.
You're gonna do some stand up,
Coke and Pepsi style stand up,
and then you're gonna be hand me that axe.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna do a little transition. You'll see. It's gonna be a well produced, choreographed show. It's gonna blow you away. Okay. That's gonna be the.
How many nights? How many nights are we looking at?
Well, I'm doing the Bowery Ballroom, which is now sold.
Love
out.
Love the Bowery Ballroom.
That's on Thursday, the
14th.
14th.
Yeah.
Of April now. We're talking April.
People get a little lit. You know, the audience has a couple of drinks.
We'll see you tonight at the Stress Factory.
See you guys at the Stress Factory. that's the 14th. Then I'll probably be out drinking.
Sure.
You know, like seeing old friends.
A couple of points.
Great show, man.
Yeah. Hey, dude, can I get a picture? Can I get a picture?
How about one more encore, huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Not me. I've had enough.
Selfie,
I think, yeah.
Pictures. And then next night at the Metrograph Theater, we're doing a screening, 10-year anniversary screening of a little movie called The Comedy, directed by Rick Alverson. Me and Rick are going to be there doing Q&A. That's going to sell out.
Questions and answers.
And then Saturday, where there's still scant tickets left at the Williamsburg Music Hall. You ever go out there?
Never been to that one. Okay. I have a question about that comment, though. When you say there's just a few tickets left, is that just a way of saying like, yeah. Then we have not been selling.
Well, you know what?
And it's like, I'm trying to drum up a lot of enthusiasm.
Our friend, FOMO. Our friend,
but there's really nothing.
Our friend Whit.
We're in trouble.
Thomas. Whitmer. Yes. Thomas. Right?
Thomas Whitmer.
He had a funny, not Thomas Whitmer.
Thomas Whitmer.
Walt Whitmer.
No, Thomas.
He had a funny line about that. He said, low ticket alert, which means we have sold very few tickets. Like, yeah. It's low ticket sales.
Yeah.
No, there's.
There's scant few.
It's a big room, and there's a few, I don't know, like 100 or so tickets left.
So if you want to be Saturday, standing in the back.
Saturday. Whatever. And then I find out some other big band, some hipster fucking
The Strikes. The Strokes, I mean.
Is playing the same night. Some Big Thief. They're stealing my audience is what they're doing. Big
Thief. They're kind of glomming in. They're drafting off
Big Thief, by the way.
Oh, that's the name of the band, Big Thief?
Yeah, stealing my audience.
Yeah, they're drafting off of your audience.
Well, that's going to be a fun weekend. I'm going to be so available to people.
We have a surprise.
It sounds like you're going to be hustling from one venue to the next.
I'll tell you what. I might be hosting SNL that night, too. We don't know. Once they find out I'm in town. Because the show's over at 10.
Is Tim available?
He's playing at the Williams. What time does that show let out? Because we could get him here for 11, don't you think?
Well, Big Thief is going to take the audience. We know that. We're going to steal his audience.
Maybe he can come in and play one of his, Governor Cuomo or something like that.
That'd be nice.
Who would I play on SNL? Let me ask you this.
If you did do that, would you go out and you'd vamp a little bit expecting there to be like oh my God? Yeah, like, I'm really here to play Cuomo, but it's Tim.
Right. But who would I play, maybe? I could play, I can't do any blackface. We're not going to do the whole Chris Rock thing.
No.
Like Jimmy Fallon did, by the way. Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
It was the nicest. Yeah, there's a whole video.
I mean, it's
a
good impression.
It's very good. Yeah, and he wasn't being racist.
I think Chris Rock endorsed it as well.
Sure. Yeah. It's like spot on.
We have a surprise guest, you say?
Well, Erica is here, and she has some tickets she wants to give away to Bowery.
If you want to, people are bailing on the Bowery now. Who's playing that night? Fucking Ween.
Erica, are you there?
Hello.
Can you hear me? Nice bacon, egg, and cheese behind you.
Yeah, well, I had to rep Long Island where I'm from, so I had to put a bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll. But so I bought Bowery tickets.
Turn around
before
and
the
take a big bite. Can I see that? Do a full turnaround and take a big bite. We'll get a chomp sound. Ready?
All right. Ready?
There it is.
That's pretty good. Jeez Louise. Quick draw on the chomp sound effect.
So you have two tickets, and you're the big thief person, aren't you? This is how I was became aware of this.
Me?
No, never mind.
Oh, wait.
What's your story? Tell you. The floor is yours.
Okay, so I bought the Bowery tickets right when they went on sale, and then the Williamsburg tickets came out, which would be easier for me because I can drive there. So instead of selling the Bowery tickets, I wanted to give them away to some patrons who were interested.
How do you like that?
What's the pun?
What's the catch?
I don't have a pun.
All right. Well, I kept waiting for there to be like, and then, so I'm going to give the tickets away by,
Bowery.
There's a little, the Bowery Ballroom.
Jack Bowery. Jack Bowery from 24. Jack Bower.
No dancing because there's no ballroom in here.
All right. Well, that's very generous. Are you yourself a patron?
I think of another.
So why don't we set them up? I don't know how to do
it. Yeah, I don't know how to give them away. I was hoping you'd have an idea.
How can people message you?
These pants are too tight.
Are you on social
no
media?
There's no ballroom.
I don't want...
I was like...
We're workshopping.
I can send my Instagram handle to Matt or something, or put it in the Zoom chat.
There you go. Or any of the punsters. How about any of the punsters today who can go?
Well, that's a very narrow field. What are the odds that a punster is in New York and available? But anyway.
Oh, God.
It's high.
Pun capital.
No travel arrangements provided.
Danbo, you can go.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, Danbo can go.
Maybe it's a feast. Maybe it's a feeding frenzy right now, and we don't have to worry about it.
Hello.
Danbo. Why don't we do this? Why don't we sort this out during the break? It is 11 o'clock. We're going to take, everyone can go use the bathroom, number two, if you need it.
I'm not going there again.
You had an incident.
Yeah, last time I clogged the toilet.
Oh, no.
So everyone comes over to my house because they don't have toilets in their own home.
And you've got very skinny pipes coming out of that toilet.
Skinny, tight pipes.
Tight pipes. Nice, tight pipes.
We get here right at the poo hour.
Poo hour.
You know?
It's true. All right, we'll be back in five.
Right, you're right.
And later in the show, at the end of the show, or toward the end of the show, I believe I'm going to be revealing some secrets of the ninth annual, secrets of the ninth annual On Cinema Oscar special, some of the behind-the-scenes activity. We're going to have Wes, our tech engineer, chime in on some of the trouble we had at the beginning of the show with the streaming. I'm going to be fully transparent on that. I think that's
fair.
Why
do we need to relive that nightmare?
Yeah.
Because people want to know. And there's good stories behind it. But stick around for that.
It's tedious and mandatory.
Miles will be joining us by his contractual obligations.
For another 60 minutes.
Yes, another 60 minutes, and then he can do whatever he wants for the rest of his day.
Yeah, it's interesting.
All right, be back shortly.
This is Steve Harvey, and I want to let you know there's a whole other hour of fun and laughs waiting for you at patreon.com/officerhourslive. They're there right now and join for just $5 a month or $55 for a whole year. You get the compound, the jaw hole full to our episodes and much more. What are you waiting for? Oh, hey, and let's get down to business at patreon.com/officerhourslive. That's patreon.com/officerhourslive.